A breakdown of some campaign financing for candidates in the governor's race. Election results in the Osage Nation are changing. And details on a project to keep history alive in Northwest Oklahoma. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, June 12th. I'm Deborah Schar. Oklahoma's Republican gubernatorial candidates are spending tens of millions of dollars on their own campaigns ahead of the June 16th primary elections. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos has the details.
Ethics reports show Republican candidates running for governor have spent a total of $22 million on loans to their own campaigns. And as the nonprofit newsroom Oklahoma Voice reports, Trump-endorsed Mike Mazie is at the top of that spending list, giving his campaign almost $11 million. Other top GOP candidates in the running have also spent millions on themselves. Local historian and attorney Bob Burke told Oklahoma Voice politicians have been allowed to self-fund their campaigns via no-interest personal loans for a long time, paying themselves back with campaign donations. But the skyrocketing costs of running campaigns have made such moves prohibitive for potential middle and low-income candidates. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
Another race is also seeing dollar signs ahead of next week's primary. State Impact's Beth Wallace has more on the numbers for the race to be the next state school's superintendent.
Nonprofit news outlet Oklahoma Watch reports candidates have spent more than $335,000 on the race. The largest share of that comes from Peggs Public Schools Superintendent John Cox, who spent more than $200,000. He personally loaned his campaign $137,000 of that. Second is Senate Education Committee Chair Adam Pugh, who raised $95,000 and spent more than $51,000 of that. Robert Franklin, a 44-year educator, has raised more than $55,000 and spent about $18,000. According to a May poll of Republican voters by NonDoc, Cox leads the pack with about 12% support. The other six candidates are within less than 2 points of each other. But it's still anyone's game, as nearly half of the poll respondents say they're undecided. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Results for the June 1st Osage Minerals Council election were overturned on Thursday. Thomas Pablo reports two candidates previously announced as winners will not move forward.
Osage Nation citizens elect the council according to vote share. The top eight candidates move forward to the assembly. On June 1st, the tribe announced eight winners, including Margot Gray and incumbent Myron Red Eagle. But a recount on Thursday revealed they did not receive enough of the share to move on to the council. And instead, Aaron Bates Logridge and Angela Tonita will take their places. True Ballot, a Maryland-based election services company, worked on the election. Its owner told Osage Nation leaders that the company takes full responsibility for the errors. The majority of in-person votes on Election Day were not factored into the overall tally. Candidates elected to the council will be sworn in next month at the Osage Casino and Hotel in Tulsa. In Oklahoma City, I'm Thomas Pablo.
A museum in Woodward has received a $17,000 grant to preserve thousands of historic photos from Northwest Oklahoma. KGOU's Nick Daniels has details.
The Plains Indians and Pioneers Museum was awarded the money through the Oklahoma Heritage Preservation Grant Program. The project will allow the museum to continue digitizing the McDonald collection and make more photos available online. Woodward News reports museum staff expect to digitize about 5,400 images this year as work continues on the collection's estimated 45,000 photographs. The Oklahoma Historical Society awarded more than $500,000 in preservation grants to 30 organizations across the state this year. I'm Nick Daniels.
Read more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.